This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, thank you for staying tuned. I'm Shaoning and this is the Morning Run with Lynn. Margaret has just gone past 7:19 in the morning. And in about half an hour, we will be speaking to Muhammad Azmi Zulkifli, CEO of InvestKL, on Budget 2021 measures to attract foreign direct investment. But in the meantime, let's talk about Sabah, because in the third wave of COVID-19, Sabah has emerged as the most infectious state in the country, with the total number of infections overtaking the combined total cases in Selangor and Kuala Lumpur in mid-October. Sabah has become the country's COVID-19 battleground due to its socio-economic conditions, which of course is poverty, a lack of development and poor infrastructure in this vast state. All this means that many do not have access to hospitals. Meanwhile, Sabah has been allocated $5.1 billion in development expenditure for Budget 2021. Our Finance Minister, Dato' Sri Zafrul Tunku Aziz, said that this was for the construction and upgrading of water, electricity infrastructure, roads, as well as healthcare and education facilities. But is this enough to address the concerns and the ongoing situation on the ground? Will it help spur economic recovery? So for more on this, we have on the line Dr. Firdausi Sufyan, political economist at UiTM Sabah. Now, you know, how are things really on the ground at the moment in Sabah? What is the economic situation?
Yeah, if you look at in Sabah, like what you said just now, currently what is going on in Sabah right now, we don't have much COVID cases before the election, which is after the election, then you can see the spike increase significantly, should I say sporadically, right? And because of the COVID, of course, it have implication to the economy. So if you look at Sabah, we economy last, if you look at last year, our GDP shrunk to 0.5%. So imagine this year, and compounded by a pandemic-led crisis, which is COVID-19. So you can see that there's a lot of SME actually, a lot of shops actually closing down, number one. Number two, the SME is struggling right now. Number three, unemployment is on the rise. And of course, if you know Sabah, will be dependent on few sectors of the economy, particularly which is tourism. So tourism right now, basically, there's no one actually traveling. So a lot of people, a lot of companies actually are being affected. And then, of course, since we're dependent on tourism, and of course, there are other sectors as well, which is palm oil industry and also crude oil. So these are kind of like volatile as well during the crisis. And what make it worse is that when tourism is badly hit, and tourism sector basically is a prime mover of other subsectors in the service industries. So that's why somehow these SME who are linked with the tourism industry are badly affected.
Yeah, but in the meantime, Sabah has been allocated, like I said, 5.1 billion ringgit in development expenditure. Now, do you think this is a sufficient amount to help the state given its current condition? Will it be that multiplier effect that you all need?
Well, before the election, we were promised a lot. They said that there will be a big, considerable amount of allocation, development fund for Sabah. But look, after the announcement, basically there is no wow factor for Sabah, because previously our development budget was 5.2 billion. So now it's 5.1 billion, so less 100 million. So we were expecting, most analysts and political economists were expecting maybe 5.5 billion, see? But even though, all right, 5.1 billion, well, if you ask me whether it's sufficient or not, I would say, of course, no, because we need more money, right? Because as you know, Sabah, in terms of infrastructure, in terms of road, hospital, schools, and then other infrastructure lag behind. But they say that we have our Prime Minister agreed to give 5% sales tax from the oil and gas, which is 1.2 billion. And then there's another additional fund. I'm not sure whether it will materialize or not, which is the 500 million come from the 40% under the federal constitution, where all the revenue will be taxed 40%. But this one, I'm not sure yet, but it still is on discussion. And of course, apart from all this 5.1 billion, 1.2 billion, we have another one, 3.8 billion for the Panbonio project. Well, the Panbonio project is important because it's part of logistical connectivity. It's not just the Sabah, but also Sarawak, and the entire idea of the Panbonio is to connect the Transbonio to Kalimantan, which is so important to expand our trade. And this is where the SME will somehow have, that will have the spillover effect. But this one is not like tomorrow or next year. So it will take another 5-7 years to go. But currently, right now, I would say that In terms of that budget, well, I would say it's okay, but now we want to see how is the detail of the budget, how they want to distribute, and what sort of plan they want to come out with. And this is the key, but we have yet to see that yet from the state government.
So, Doctor, how do you think they should spend the money then? Because you're right, there are very little specifics in the budget with regards to this 5.1 development budget. What should the government's focus be on then? Is it education? Is it healthcare? Continuing with the infrastructure projects? What's your view on this?
All right. So there are many factors, but for now, right, as you can see that because of the COVID, there's so many businesses actually closing down. Unemployment rate is so high right now. You're looking at, we already have unemployment rate high to begin with, which is 5.6. And then when the national average spiked to 5.6%, which is 779,000 people unemployed, we can easily estimate 25-30% come from Sabah. Now, what do they need to do right now is that first of all is the infrastructure for medical. Because currently we have 33 hospitals, we have 333 government-run clinic, and then the number is not enough. As a matter of fact, well, even though healthcare is under the federal constitution, is under the federal purview, but when it comes to access to this hospital, which is so crucial now. If you look at the cases in Sabah, right? So yes, 4-5 days ago, we have 1,199 cases. But after 5 days, well, it went down to 279. Well, a lot of actually people have not undergone this test yet because of access to hospital, right? Access to kit, all this testing kit. We have a problem with that, which the government need to address currently, right? And when you talk about healthcare and then you talk about accessibility as well, because Sabah is so big, then there's a lot of people actually affected at the rural area, which do not have access to this hospital, even the clinic, right? Because most of these clinics are at the suburb area, and most of those who are affected are in the inroad rural area, right? And of course, education. And when we talk about education now, we all talk about digitalization, online learning, right? You all know, the whole world know right now, Viviana, the famous one who climbed the tree to get internet access. So that one is so important for us to have internet access. We were promised during the election that this program called Jendela, which is this internet access, so the allocation for that budget was 7.2 billion, and they promised to give us 2.4 billion. So let's see how they materialize on that one, right? So internet access, along with digitalization, all this project they have, that one is crucial. And in terms of education facilities, there's a lot of schools actually dilapidated in Sabah, all right? We have more than 222 primary schools, secondary school, you're looking at 40% of it. Really, if you look at it, the condition, it is so unthinkable if you happen to see it, right? So education, infrastructure, road, all these are very important. And this is nothing new, because for the past 20 years, that's what the politicians have been harping about, infrastructure. Well, yes, they are improvement in terms of infrastructure, but with the contribution that we give in terms of resources for the past 5 years, you're looking at we are the biggest contributor when it comes to national GDP. You're looking at 5.5%, 5%, but it's not really impressive with the resources that we contribute and the facilities that we have.
Thank you for your time, Doctor. That was Dr. Firdausi Sufyan, political economist at UiTM, giving us the lowdown on all the pressing needs that the Sabah state desperately requires as they fight the COVID-19 infection and also overcome the economic crisis. But up next, we'll be speaking to Catherine Lim on the Singles Day sales for Alibaba. That's happening after the 7:30 a.m. news bulletin. Stay tuned for that. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.